Welcome to a 7-part Christmas devotional series entitled The Greatest Gift, produced in the studios of Crew at the World Headquarters in Orlando, Florida. We are so glad you've joined us, and we hope this inspires and draws you closer to God during this Christmas season.
How long, O Lord, will we continue to feel the effects of sin in the world? How long will underserved communities experience such pain? How long will people within our country, and even the church, be in such disunity? I have yet to hear any answers to these questions. But I find comfort in this psalm, not because it provides answers, but because it redirects my concern. For the first two-thirds of this short psalm, the author David grieves not understanding God's timing. He cries out for deliverance from his enemies. But then, David responds in remembrance of who God is. He doesn't declare his trust in God's timing, but in his steadfast love. David relies on who he knows God to be, loving and kind. And he relies on the promise God gave him. Just as God comforted and assured David, He offers His steadfast love to you and me today. God invites us to share our anxieties with Him, for He cares about us. He wants to be with us in our pain, fear, and challenging situations. The Christmas season isn't simply about celebrating what God did thousands of years ago, but what He is doing for you when you trust in His Son right now. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with you, right here and now. As you prepare your heart for the celebration of Jesus' birth, remember and reflect on who Jesus is and what He did for you. He gave you freedom from sin and restored your relationship with God. God gave us the greatest gift, Himself. Let's take some time to reflect. Reflect on 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. On paper, list every worry you can think of. Read and write out Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 across the list. Give all those worries to God. Thank Him for taking care of them. Demonstrate your letting go by tearing up the list and throwing it away. Then, take time to look forward to today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for caring about every detail of my life. You are Emmanuel, God with us, and you journey alongside me in everything I do. Lord, you are so loving and kind. I know one day there will no longer be any more illness, pain, or injustice. But right now, I feel sorrow and pain. Help me to hold joy in my heart in the midst of challenging circumstances. Will you comfort us as we await your return? Thank you for coming to save us. We love you. Amen.
Thank you for joining with other Christians around the country as we reflect on the Word of God and apply these lessons to our lives. Be sure to tell your friends and family about this exciting journey. Join us again tomorrow as we explore the most joyous news ever delivered, God's greatest gift, Jesus.